Polly Dobbs, trust and estate attorney, encourages growers to begin planning for the future today, which may involve setting up a trust. She also advises growers to ask their local networks for recommendations and not be afraid to transition advisors as their operation grows.
They need to keep it flexible. And what they need to know is the trust they're creating should be customized to fit their family, their assets, their goals. Almost every farmer I talk to has heard a horror story about a trust that went wrong in another family. And so they don't want anything to do with a trust. And the thing to keep in mind is this is your trust and it needs to be customized. And it needs to be flexible. Something I should add is talking to other growers in your region. So probably not your town, probably maybe not your county, because at a certain point, the bigger your operation gets, the more your land value appreciates, you outgrow your local advisors. And that's just the natural progression of things. As your business gets bigger, you need to level up the advice you're getting so that you're not making tax mistakes, you're getting all the benefits that are available. That is a downside of being successful is that you might have to go find a new advisor and they might be a couple hours away. But in this day and age of Zoom and phones and email, geography is less important as far as, hey, are you 3 hours away or 30 minutes away? Just, are you licensed in my state? Do you understand these issues? Do you know farming? And can you help me with planning? It's okay if you have to go out of town to get the advice you need. That's just the natural progression of success.